Hello, that was our 16 around. Thanks again for tuning in to KC 107.7. And with us we have an officer from Bokweni SAPS who will be giving us some tips of what's happening there in Bokweni and what not to do and what to do. Sergeant Silimela, welcome on KC. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me here.
Nice to have you. Are you from Western Cape?
No, I'm not from Western Cape. I'm from Eastern Cape.
Welcome to Western Cape.
Thank you.
How do you feel? How long have you been here?
I've been here for 16 years now.
Wow. Sure. But yes. You go often home?
Often.
Every year?
Every chance I get. Every chance I get.
Okay. And what are the most common safety concerns currently affecting residents in Bokweni?
Okay. Let me start by saying that the community of Bokweni consist of informal settlement, places that is not easily accessible by our authorities, and then they are packed with shippings. So those shippings are the most risk for our people in our areas, and we get most of our complaints and most of our crime reported because of those shippings that are happening in areas that are not really accessible by our authorities, such as SAPS and others, because there's no streets. It's not easy to walk there to do patrols. And
some of them, they don't comply to the rules that is set for there by you.
They don't comply at all. And because SAPS is addressing that every week. They really do not comply. They know, they have been informed, but they are not complying.
Mm. And what proactive measures can community members that's just listening to us take to ensure their personal safety, especially at night, weekends and at night?
At night, mm-hmm. First of all, we do have problem of the street lights that are not working. The municipal people are aware of that. They do address them. But we have people who are tampering with those street lights as a result. Every time and again, there will be a street that is reported dark. And most of our people are in danger in those areas. It's the shippings again. They're coming from the shippings and they are at risk because it's at night. And also, people who are going to work early hours, they walk there, they have to walk there because they have to get to work, but it's risky for them. So we always advise that people, they must try not to walk alone. The municipality is trying to address that. The police is also trying to be there with the patrols. But you know, most our boys, they will check, okay, now the van is on the other street. They will attack the people where there is no van. The police are visible. Then people must just try to make sure that they do not walk alone. They must try not to be easy targets to these boys.
Are there any programs launched by you guys in Bokweni or the community to improve community safety?
Yes, we have. Our CPF haven't been active for a long time, but now we have an active CPF. We have our neighborhood watches. We have Community in Blue. We are also putting in place other forums that are assisting the community concerning the safety. At the moment, we do not have any programs that are in line. The programs that we have is about the school, safer schools. We have all our people, correctional services, CPF, social services, and we also have a spiritual crime prevention desk that has been implemented recently by SAPS. It is the programs that we have that are running currently, assisting the schools, because we also look at the safer schools. So the programs that we have, correctional services is assisting us, starting from when the kids are referred to the social workers, and then the police intervene, and then it goes further to make sure that the kids are behaving well so that also the schools can be a safer place.
And how can residents of Bokoen effectively report suspicious or criminal activities in their area?
There is a saying that say, if you see something, report. As a South African citizen, if any crime is happening in front of you, you must report. You need to report. I know people might be scared that, oh, I will be attacked, I will be followed. You can report anonymously, but a crime that is happening in front of you must be reported.
And the role of, you mentioned something about Neighbourhood Watch, CPF and stakeholders, that's also part of this whole improving the safety. And how can people get involved in these different organisations or protecting their areas?
Okay, we do call meetings. Starting last year, September, when we were trying to get all our forums in working mode, we work with the churches, organizations, the counselors. We try to get our people. So if anyone is interested, has an organization, is interested in working for our community, they can contact Sergeant Slimela at Mbekweni SAPS. I am coordinating those desks that are working with the community. We still need people to come in and work for our community. It is everybody's responsibility that we make our community safe. So we do have a number of organizations. We still need more. People are welcome to go to police station Mbekweni and look for Sergeant Silimela. I have the information.
Mm. And what advice do you have for parents and the caregivers of children and these teens to be safe in the streets? I know sometimes they walk very late and they go to parties. I mean, we know about that. And then they come home and it's a long stretch to be at home and something can happen in between or even at the event.
With that, it begins at home. It starts with us as the parents. We as the parents, we need to make sure that we know where is our kids. Whether it is the adult kid or is the infant, we need to make sure. For example, you will find it's around 10 at night and you are sleeping in your house, but you hear kids are still playing outside. We as the parents need to take responsibility, make sure that we make them aware that the world is cruel out there. Them staying out for long will endanger their lives. And then with the adult kids, going to the shebeens, they must know there are so many crimes that go unreported because people were at the shebeens, some were drunk, now they come home, they feel shy because now they know the parents did say no. But we as the parents, we need to emphasize to our kids that going out at night is dangerous. We do not say that they might not fall into accidents, but we need to, as the parents, make sure that we emphasize and we fight because it's like now we are in a battle with how the world is outside and our teachings at home. Before we can even involve the authorities that are there to assist us, but we need to make sure at home that we put measures that are going to put our kids safe, as well as kids safe at school. We need to teach them because even at schools, some kids are rebellious to a point that the teachers at school feel not safe because of how they behave. So it begins with us at home as parents that we teach our kids good values, respecting the people around them.
And anything else that you want to add, Sergeant?
There is nothing else. Let me take this opportunity and thank you for this. And please, people, let's be safe out there. Let's report every wrongdoings. Lastly, let me just talk about these ATM things. We might be shy of talking about them, but we need to address our people that ATMs are not safe anymore as well. We are trying to get the bankers to the field workers from the banks to come and teach people about cardless. Because now we see that our crime rates are high when it comes to ATMs, people being scammed at the ATMs. So we are trying now to get people to be taught how to do cardless banking. We need to learn or do away with having cash on our hands, because these people are robbing us each and every chance they get, because we want to see the money on our hand. And now we have seen that they became clever. So we also need to think. We cannot just sit. We also need to think. So people out there, please, if you are at the ATM, just make sure that you are safe. If you see it's not safe, do not use the ATM.
Swazan Silimela, thanks for the work that you're doing in the community, specifically there where you stay, there in Bakweni, and keeping us safe. You're offering your lives to keep us safe, actually. And we really appreciate that. Till the next time then, have a fantastic day.
Thank you very much.